Hot pan?
Okay. Now, what do you call clothes? When you were coming up, were you the zone?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Did you get clothes that weren't fit for it?
Too big for me or too small?
Yes.
Definitely, I sure did. Not very often, but now and then my mother might make a mistake because there were so many of us, you know, to choose from. She might make a mistake and buy me something smaller than my regular size. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Would you ever get something that had been worn, say, by your older brother?
Well, yeah, definitely, you know, right.
Those kind of clothes are...
Huh? What's the name of it?
Well, yeah, those are...
I don't know, but I know that, you know, my brother would let me wear his clothes and I would wear his, you know. But we had no name for him.
Well, you know, you say, how come he gets new clothes and I always have to wear...
Old clothes? Oh, so you call that old clothes?
Well, hand-me-downs,
did you hear that? Oh, yeah, but we don't call it hand-me-downs because, you know, like my brother never handed me down anything.
Yeah.
See, we would just wear each other's clothes.
Right.
Period. If he had something I wanted to wear, I would wear it. He wouldn't ever hand it down or give it to me. So that's how we did it, you know.
Okay.
But I know the expression of hand me down, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you wear something, it's get old and you hand it down. Right. Old hand me downs, yeah.
Okay, or then now people out of the street, adults that were wearing that type of clothes, you say they were kind of clothes
to those things? Secondhand clothes, I guess.
Secondhand?
Yeah, because they're growing a second time, you know, secondhand.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to understand the meaning.
If you had to go play someplace, you had to go to a big party or something like that, and your old clothes wore out, you go out and buy yourself a...
Wardrobe, more or less.
A new
suit, clothes, what?
You say you bought yourself a what?
If I had to buy myself something?
You go out and buy yourself a...
pair of jeans and nice shirt.
Or if your suit wasn't old, you say it was a...
New suit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if that had three pieces, it would have, what would it have?
Three-piece suit?
Yeah, it would have
what? A vest, pants, and a coat.
Okay.
All right.
Clothes are real good-looking and everything. Says, man,
that's,
they say, what kind of clothes are
those,
you know?
That's bad. That's out of sight. Looks
really
good. What the name that they would call them would be, bad rags, you know?
Bad rags?
Yeah.
Okay, you wearing...
bad rags.
Pimp stuff?
Yeah, in that category, right, definitely.
Yeah.
She's something else.
Hey, you wearing...
huh?
Pimp stuff, or you ever hear anybody say anything like that? I was talking about...
Pimp? No. Pimp clothes are much different from just, you know, nice clothes, you know? You know, what I'm saying was bad rags, you know, just some bad rags, you know. You're dressing good, you're dressing nice, and pimp's clothes are in a different category as that, the well-dressed man. I'm talking about the well-dressed man, I'm not talking about the pimp. Right, so you were talking in more line of the pimp.
What does a pimp wear?
He really wears flashy clothes, I guess. He has to wear flashy clothes, he has to. You know, have something about him to pimp.
Trump?
Huh?
Trump?
Not?
Getting up late last night? You feeling a little?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm on it though. Go ahead.
Okay.
Now,
how do you store, say, winter clothes? How do you store them?
In the closet.
Okay.
We store ours in the closet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a place where, something you put them in, out of a